Julie girl. Julie, Julie, Julie girl.
Oh, hey girl.
Julie girl. Julie girl.
Oh, hey girl.
Julie girl, Julie girl, Julie girl. Julie girl, Julie girl.
Oh, hey Julie girl.
Julie girl, Julie girl, Julie girl. Julie girl, Julie girl. Julie girl, Julie girl.
Let's do this.
Let's do this. Happy New Year, everybody.
29 to the 9th.
What's up? And welcome to Julie Girl. Julie Girl is a weekly podcast presented with an unfiltered foray into all things Big Brother. This podcast is intentionally created from an alternative POV. Big Brother has a vastly diverse fan base, but the majority of the content I see is constantly skewed, and I wanted a place where I could be as real as possible, talk about what's really going on in these BB streets. And if you ever have any suggestions for fun things you'd like to hear, feel free to let us know. Also, any other comments or concerns? I have lots of comments and concerns about my own behavior. Please let us know and slide into our DMs on Twitter at @JulieGirlPod or send an email to JulieGirlPod@gmail.com and we'll pop back to ya.
Guess who's back again, Julie's back.
Tell your friends.
Literally, go tell your friends. We need you guys to listen.
Tell your friends to come and listen.
We're on Spotify now.
We are on Spotify now. I'm actually so excited to listen to this on Spotify for the first time when we get it up. This is our first season on Spotify. We out here.
Guys, you can share this in your Instagram stories.
Yes.
And I expect to.
And we will be looking and watching and observing. We are back together, Zachary and I, for the first time in the new year. Is this my first time seeing you this year?
This is the first time we've seen each other in 2019.
Hey,
well, welcome.
Look
Hi.
At you. Good to see you.
You look so different.
Your hair is a nice swoop action.
Thanks, bitch. I got a cut yesterday.
Well, we wanted to get together today because we are on the verge of Celebrity Big Brother season 2. We are on the precipice. We are standing on the edge, about to step into our destiny.
The edge of hopefully glory.
Hopefully. We are on the edge of glory. Because we're trying to fall into a gorge of nothingness or trash, you know? We ain't got time.
I'm down to fall into some trash.
Some good trash, though. Some delectable trash. We are down.
You know, one man's trash is another man's treasure.
Hey, there you go. Well, I hope you guys are ready for Celebrity Big Brother. We will be covering the season, and we are really excited about it. They announced the cast today, and I was a little more excited than I thought I would be, and we're going to jump into it and talk all about it and just jump into this season. But we just wanted to pop in and say hey, and hope everyone's having a good first two weeks of January so
crazy
far.
Crazy that it's already like 2 weeks
It's
gone.
Insane. Usually January is real slow, like almost decrepitly slow. Like, are you dead, January? Do you need some help? But this January has been moving.
Yeah.
I'm not mad about it either. It's been good.
It's been 2 weeks. That's all I'm gonna say about it. It has felt like 2 weeks to me. So.
It definitely has. They have been jam packed, and I am excited for Big Brother. I think this is gonna give me a nice focus for the year.
Yeah.
To start the year off right, like my year's already like ready to go. Yeah.
Well, I will say this: I was sleeping this morning, and I get a call, and it's like, James never calls me. What is this? And so I like wake up and I answer him like, hello. And he was like, have you seen? And I was like,
he was like, hello. And I was like, are you sleeping?
And I jumped the fuck out of bed.
I said, Tamar is on the cast. And he said, what?
I woke up
fast. We'll jump into it. We should I want to talk about Twitter real quick.
Okay.
Because the off season is always real usually quiet, and I usually go back to my personal page and hang out over there most of my time, but this off time has been jam packed of mess. The BB20 people have been a mess.
Mm-hmm.
The Fessy versus Swaggy game and everything has been interesting. The Tyler mess, the Vegas mess and the Lori mess. About. Well, let's just get caught up before we jump into it. Okay, so you know Vegas, the spoiler account, of course.
I saw something about that online, but I couldn't really keep up.
Yeah, it's been a mess. So Vegas popped her bitch-ass head into our lives yet again. And she...
I thought we liked her.
Well, I'm trying to figure out. I like what Vegas gives. Well, let me tell the story first.
Okay.
So Vegas,
we'll get to that.
We'll get to we're right back into it.
We're still the same.
Here we are.
Do not change
at all. So Lori, who is Tyler and Angela, and basically all the white people from Level 6, their manager or PR person, and she's also the manager of Pauly. And so Pauly and those other girls on the other shows were having their other mess somewhere else. So Lori was like involved in that, calling Pauly out weeks ago, and it's like, you're a PR person, why are you doing this? Like, what isn't your job to not do this? So then Lori posts a picture saying she's going to be Anno in Los Angeles because people don't eat here or something, basically saying she's going to be anorexic. She's preparing herself for that.
I was like, what is
she
Anno
made
mean?
A joke about. I didn't get it either, but people were offended by it.
Yeah.
And then Vegas gets on and it's like, I saw somebody who's close to the Big Brother family make a joke about eating disorders and it was offensive and there's still time for them to apologize and set things straight. But I don't like basically saying that she doesn't know why people work with her and she wouldn't recommend her to anybody. So then Vegas, so then Lori gets online and basically outs Vegas and says that she's this Alexis Jenkins, who is like a story director
what
for
a
Big Brother.
Ass name. Can we talk about that?
Right. So
Alexis Jenkins better get her full life as Vegas on Twitter.
Live your life, Alexis Jenkins.
Come through, Alexis Jenkins.
Jenkins. So apparently Alexis Jenkins is the granddaughter of Andy Rooney, who was a mainstay on 2020 on CBS for a very long time, which was one of their biggest shows. So she had access to CBS, so it made a lot of sense as to, if this is Alexis, then this makes me understand why she would have access to Les Moonves or anybody, because he's at the top of the chain at CBS, you know? Yeah. So then I was like, oh, interesting. But then Vegas is like saying that they're going to sue Lori and that she's not Alexis and all this bullshit. Like they go back and forth, and then Vegas deletes her account. And then it's just like, so it's just a mess. Like, I'm just like, these white ladies had nothing better to do this week. I'm just confused. Like, why are y'all on Twitter doing this? You have nothing better to do?
You have to call the cops on someone. Each other, I guess, now.
2019, a new thing. Right. White on white.
Calling white women out.
Hilarious. Yeah, but it's just been a mess. So then Vegas, we think she's gone, and then her ass pops up, and then someone's like, you know, I've taken over the reins. I'm the new Vegas. So now we're dealing with new Vegas. I'm like, is this fucking
is her name New Vegas?
That's what she says her name is, the New Vegas.
Ooh.
And I'm like, is this Pretty Little Liars? And there's like a bunch of A's like running around, like, what is going on?
I wish she would have picked somewhere else other than Vegas, like the new Grand Canyon. I don't know. I couldn't think of anything. It was funnier in my head.
The new Romantics. That's what I was thinking. Hey, Taylor.
Right.
But yeah, so it's been a mess. It has been drama filled and it has been too much. And I'm ready for a new season of Big Brother to come through and cleanse our palates of the mess, because it's been a lot. And the Big Brother 20 people are trying to get their attention. And a fan wrote this whole thing talking about how they were disappointed that they would be working with someone who doesn't care about, like, have a problem with, like, the eating disorders and whatnot. And Angela or anybody, they didn't make a statement or whatever. And they wrote this whole long thing, and his comment just said, thanks. It was so funny. And he got dragged because it was like, It was like, you clearly do not like your fans. Like, she just spilled her heart out to you, and all you had to say was thanks. Like, that was so dismissive. For me, it was lovely because we knew they were trash.
Yeah, I mean, but if Lori is, like, also presenting them, like, what is he going to, like, say? Like,
right.
You want to continue to be...
I mean, if you want to be represented by trash, then that's fine.
I mean, well, who else is going to represent them? They don't really have options. True. It's not like they have talents where they can be like, oh, someone else is going to represent me if I fuck
maybe
this up.
Maybe they have, Lori can be like the trash man, so maybe they'll find a postman next to represent them because they
don't
struggle.
I don't need any of that shit delivered to me. Stay with the trash bitch.
Return to sender hoe.
Right. She don't live here no more.
Shaniqua don't live here no more. Too much. So anyway, I am so ready for these new breezes, these Big Brother breezes, to get to blowing again.
Whoosh, bitch.
I'm ready, and my hair's blowing, and I feel the breeze today. And the breeze has blown in a new crop of contestants, house guests for Big Brother. So I wanted to go through the cast list and just talk about our feelings about everything. We still haven't seen the house yet, which I'm dying to see. That's like my favorite part because I love like doing a build for the Sims. Mm-hmm. So I'm so excited to see the house. We'll probably see it very soon. And Big Brother starts on Monday. So basically in like a week.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so excited. And they're going to be doing cast interviews. And I saw that Aika is in town. So she's going to be interviewing them. And I just cannot imagine Aika and Tamar. It's going to be so great. I'm so excited. Okay, anyways, let's jump in. Let's start from the people that we don't really care
about. I was
going to
say, let's save the best for last. Because let's do the people we don't know first.
Like, let's just go through and see who they are, what they do, and what they're known for, and what not. Okay.
What they're not known for.
Let's start with Eva Marie. Do you know Eva Marie?
Can I see the pic?
She has
hair color.
Yeah, she's purple. She's
Rockstar.
Right. I was like, look at Rockstar's impact, though. Right? Just quick. So Eva Marie is apparently a wrestler.
Okay.
Like
WWE?
Yeah, I think so.
Come through.
I don't know much about her, mm-mm, but she's athletic apparently.
Okay.
And she has a great body. Mm-hmm. And she was leaked a couple days ago that she was going to be on the cast. And I'm interested to see what she has in store for us, mm-hmm, because I like a strong woman. Like, I think the women on this cast are really strong.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see.
Christmas part two.
Actually, possibly. Maybe. Hopefully, her feet stay intact.
Keep both feet on the ground, girl.
No scooters for you, sis. This is a no scoot zone.
Right.
Any other thoughts on Eva Marie? You?
I feel like we should say more about
I know.
Her.
I was like,
have nothing to say about her. Cool.
Nice name, Eva Marie. Right. But there were people on last season's cast that I didn't know. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I mean, I guess. But then whenever I watched, I fell in love with them, and I was like, oh, I'm so happy you're here.
Well, I mean, we don't know the normal cast that comes through when we fall in love with them. It's just like celebrity. We use that word loosely.
Yes, very loosely. But her name is apparently Natalie Marie Coyle. She is professionally known as Eva Marie. Mm. Wait, maybe she's not a wrestler. Oh, yeah.
I thought she was a wrestler.
She is. It says she's an American actress and fashion designer, too. So Eva Marie be out here.
How are you going to have a fashion show with no fashions?
So funny. She's from California.
Cool.
Yeah. Thanks, Eva Marie. Nice to meet you.
Thank you for your time. I hope you're the first one gone.
No, I don't. She can stick around, possibly.
Possibly.
Okay. Next is Ricky something. I don't know his last name.
Wells or something? Ricky.
Ricky Williams?
Wiki. That's what I'm going to call him from the rest of the season. Wiki.
Wiki plays football.
He plays them sports.
Or, I think he's like a
he be getting them baskets.
Baskets?
No, he's NFL.
He's NFL.
I was making a joke.
joke.
Sports, you know, like sports ball.
I'm really bad. Yeah, he's Ricky Williams.
Okay, I had the W, so I was pretty much there.
Yeah, you were right there.
Mm-hmm.
Not quite there, but there.
thought that counts, bitch. Let it be.
So yeah, Wiki. Wiki was an NFL running back, but I don't really know lots about sports ball. So
He ran back.
He ran back.
He runs back a lot.
He runs and sometimes to the back with the ball and points and stuff.
I'm guessing he got enough.
But he has a very full beard and his hair is like very, very doing a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So Wiki is out here.
Which is like it was a little bit bigger. It'd be like music soul child.
What? What did you say?
Nothing.
Yeah, so I don't know much about Wiki, but but I'm very interested. I didn't know much about Meta either. I only knew him because
his
family lived next door to me. So that's the only thoughts that I had about him.
I wish they would have brought him back this season. He was fun.
He was fun, but he was ready to go. They need to keep his ass right where he is today. Not here.
Season 2. Give him another shot.
No thanks. Bring Meta back. I love him, but it's a no. It's a no. Okay, so, but people seem to be excited for Ricky on Twitter today. So maybe people who know more about him have more information.
Sure, like sports.
Yeah, that's just not my world.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. It's very popular.
So for you sports people, you're welcome.
Yes.
We'll allow you one. Well, I guess we'll allow you two because I guess wrestling is a sport.
Well, three because we have, we'll just move on. Nice to meet you, Wiki.
Thanks, Wiki.
The next one is also a sports guy, but he doesn't play with balls. But he's a swimmer.
Oh,
Ryan Lochte.
Ryan Lochte.
I am kind of excited about Ryan Lochte because I'm happy this season seems to be heavy in athletics. Uh-huh. Like people who look like they would actually be pretty good athletes. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's going to be really competitive. Like, these people are used to competing. Mm-hmm. And last year we had some people who were used to competing, but overall it was not that at all.
Yeah.
So I'm very interested to see how this goes. I think I've never been a big fan of Ryan Lochte as a person. I think he's low-key trash, and he's kind of dumb as hell.
Lori, get your man. Your next person. Because I know he ain't got representation everywhere else. Everyone dropped him, right? He's the one that got dropped.
Yeah, he's the one that stole the stuff in Brazil or did something in Brazil and got arrested. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I was very irritated during that whole situation, but I don't even really remember. Yeah. I should have read up on it just to talk about it, but I'm sure y'all remember.
y'all got Google. It's free.
Google's right in front of you. If you're listening to this, you're probably able to access it on the same device. Look at that.
While you're listening on Spotify.
But yeah, I think Ryan is going to be an interesting character with these other people. I hope that he has a good personality. I know that he's kind of, what?
No,
you just looked at me confusedly.
Oh, no, I was just looking at you.
Confusedly?
Confusedly. Just, you said his personality, and then that made me think of, didn't he have a show on E?
I think so.
At some point?
I think he did have a reality show.
I think he had a reality show, yeah.
But I don't know if I watched it.
I didn't watch it. I just, think I remember seeing a commercial while I was watching, Keeping Up with the Kardashians or something. You know, the important stuff.
You know, Olympic gold medalists, they're just, right. Whatever. We're here for Kim Kardashian.
Some people have talent. Talent of doing nothing and getting everything.
Yes.
To me, that is more impressive than swimming.
Shut up. You jumped in a pool.
Right? Cool, could do it too, bitch. But I can't do a sex tape, so.
It's too much. I was just... No, I'm not going to talk about it. I was going to say I was just listening to Brilliant Idiots and they were talking about Kim Kardashian's sex tape.
Oh.
But and the only reason I said that because it sounds like I was watching a sex tape or something, the way that I stopped that sentence. And I was like, maybe I should finish that sentence so it doesn't lead to weird thoughts.
I have all watched Kim Kardashian's sex tape. That's fine.
So what are your thoughts on Ryan Lochte?
I mean, I wish it was Michael Phelps, but I'll allow it.
I think he's a little more messy. He's messier than Ryan Phelps. I mean, Ryan. Is his name? Michael. His name is Ryan.
His name's Ryan.
You know, they're all kind of interchangeable.
Once they're in the pool, they all look the same.
They should do. Oh, look at that.
If he wants to walk around the house in a Speedo, I'm totes down for it. Give me something to watch.
But they don't have the pool. It would be cool if he could actually get in the pool, though.
Bitch, that pool is like a hot tub size.
It is. But still, I feel like for somebody
who can 69 laps in 2 seconds.
But still, I want to see it. I would like to see it. In my Monique voice.
Stunning.
Not that Monique.
Oh, sorry.
Brown cow sending the ooh ah sensation. No, I'm talking about Monique from Precious. Why you say oh my dad?
I'm just in Drag Race. Like, obviously my head went to Monique.
That says a lot. That you went there and not to Monique, the one who's had a career for about 20 years.
Well, I'm still with her. We are boycotting Netflix.
We are not. I just watched Bandersnatch. Sorry, Monique. Actually, bye.
I'm too scared to watch Bandersnatch.
It was good. Any other thoughts on Mr. Lochte?
Do it, boo. I don't know.
Do it, boo.
I hope you're one of the first ones out as well.
Really?
The last three people that I don't really care for.
We don't know them. But
I'm
you
more
will.
Excited about the other house guests.
I know, but see, I like the fact that I can be excited about people and also get to know people and be like, oh, I do like this person. Well, and we get to watch
social
them.
Media, so you can get to know them once they're out the house.
No, but I understand, but you never have access to someone 24/7 like you do in Big Brother. This is going to be an experience. I'm way more interested in this cast than I was in last year's cast. Yeah. When it comes
you
to
shut that door so you don't hit your
when
hand
it comes
anymore.
To
he just be hitting hand. His hand on the, he be throwing his hands my everywhere. Feet. I mean, you just stop throwing hands right now.
focus me. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you for being with us, Ryan. We're going to move on to who shall we do next? Let's do Tom Green.
I have not thought of Tom Green since he played the Chad on Charlie's Angels.
Really? That's been quite a minute. I haven't thought of Tom Green in a very long time as well.
Yeah.
I just remember, you know, like MTV. I felt like he had a show on MTV.
He did.
And I remember watching that and laughing a lot.
It was just like really
just like
dumb
the 90s.
Humor.
The 90s have jumped out in this Tom Green appearance.
Yeah, He
looks okay.
He aged differently than I thought he would.
He aged
would.
Well. He looks good.
He doesn't even look like the same person, though,
no,
to me.
He actually looks great. I feel like a lot of white men do not age well.
Yeah.
Like,
he looks healthy.
She is really going at it.
My roommate is really listening to something loud.
She said, I am going to hear this. So, yeah, Mr. Tom Green. I'm interested to see who Tom Green is in 2019.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I haven't heard about Tom Green, but it's so loud.
Do I tell him to turn her down?
It's interesting enough. He's interesting enough, I think, to keep my attention. And I want to see how he interacts with these other people.
I was excited when I saw his name. I had to, like, look it up and make sure it was the same Tom Green, though. Because, like I'm saying, like, his picture looks nothing like he used to look like.
Right.
I think it's the beard.
It is the beard.
The beard.
I like the salt and pepper, though.
No, I'm
he looks well seasoned.
Daddy.
Daddy, 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 daddy.
Too much. just one daddy for me.
Well, no, I was just inspired. Okay, is there anything else about Tom? I feel, and people are excited about Tom too. He had a great response today when people were going through how they felt about the cast. So I'm excited to see who he is in this
house.
I'm
excited about him. I'm down for Tom.
Yeah, we're down for you, Tom.
We're down.
Thanks for visiting us. We'll speak about you later.
Yeah.
All righty. Let's go to Miss Lolo Jones.
I was going to say we should do Lolo next because I don't know who she is.
Oh, really?
She's
an Olympian as well. They are out here athletic this year.
It's just like, what, is there no Olympics this year? They ain't got nothing to train for.
They said, we need something to do. Oh, Big Brother, let's sign me up. Lolo is an interesting one because she's so messy. She can be low-key annoying, and
she
can
be
problematic.
Olympics?
She is like, I think she does bobsledding. Mm. She does she's a track athlete as well, I think.
Mm-hmm.
She does track for sure.
Running. Go Lolo.
But she was also on MTV's The Challenge, one of their seasons where they had celebrities on there. And they said that she was really messy.
Okay.
I think they have quite a bit of diversity. Well, you know, I'm not going to say that's actually a really stupid sentence because it's not quite a bit of diversity at all. But they have four people who identify as African-American, which is interesting,
yes.
Which I like. Lolo should be interesting. And I've said interesting about 86,000 times. Everyone on this list is interesting. I'm interested if you didn't know. Lolo is going to be a comp beast, and I think that she could be a troublemaker as well. Mm-hmm. I'm really hoping that she gets on the good side of the people that I like, because I don't want to see them go against each other at all.
I kind of do.
Really? And I think that she would be the one that would team up with the guys and like fuck over all the women.
Well, her and Purple Hair.
Yes, what's her name? Sure.
I feel like both of them would go with like the guys versus like the females.
Right. But these guys are a bit older. So I'm wondering that dynamic. I don't know if they're married. I need to figure that out too. So we'll know if the flirtations will be in the air.
Mm-hmm.
But it's only a month. So I mean, you never really know.
Celebrities be crazy though.
You're right. Especially these.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of crazy, thanks, Lolo. We're going to move on. But speaking of crazy, Dina Lohan is in the building.
It's too soon for us to talk. We still have people we don't care about before we talk about Dina, I feel like.
Who do we not? Oh, Anthony Scaramucci? Is that
him? I don't know how you say it. I know he was like in the White House for like 5 days, 10 days, something crazy like that.
Something like that. I honestly have no idea about him, Scaramucci. But my best friend's last name reminds me of his, so I'm endeared to it because the Uchi is very dear to my heart.
I'm pretty sure he's like a horrible person, though, right?
I mean, if you work for Donald Trump, I would have to think that you're at least some level of horrible.
So maybe don't say it's dear to your heart.
No, the name, just the name.
Okay,
the Uchi part. The Uchi like brings me in a little bit.
The Uchi makes me curious.
Yeah, the Uchi's like, oh, okay.
Take that back.
You're curious for the Uchi?
Curious for the Uchi. Are you not?
I'm Uchi curious.
Uchi and Wiki.
What up, Uchi and Wick Wick?
Wiki Uchi. That's like my DJ
like
name.
Cali Uchis. Wiki Uchi. No, I'm Wiki Uchi.
I'm DJing tonight. My name is Wiki
DJ,
Uchi.
Wiki Uchi DJ. Right? Wiki Uchi.
New Wiki Uchi.
So, Scaramucci, Anthony Scaramucci. I was annoyed that they billed him as like, and surprise, or like he was a big deal. You know what I mean? Because I was like, I only know of him because of the Trump situation. What has he done other than that, Dina?
I don't know. I was talking to some friends before I came here, and I brought him up, and they were all like, oh, like him, and like blah, blah, blah. And I was like, can you tell me anything about him? And they were like, no. And I was like, cool. And
right.
That's all I asked.
My friend David was like, excuse me. My friend David was like, oh, this cast looks messy, and brought up Scaramucci. But my friend is very into politics. So if he knows him beyond it and he still thinks he's messy, then maybe he might be interesting for this cast.
Yeah. I don't keep up with like politics or anything. I like try not to. So.
Yeah, I don't really keep up either.
Yeah.
I mean, actually, that's a lie. I try to keep up as much as I can because there's so much going on. It's just stressful. I probably keep up more now than I ever have in my life, but it's just too much going on.
Sorry.
Why?
Because it's just dumb.
That's okay. I mean, it's actually not okay. You should probably keep up, be a little more into
it. I'm a bad person.
You're not a bad person.
I know.
If I'm a bad person, you don't like me.
Okay, Paramount. What if Hayley Williams was on the cast?
No, I don't know if I would want
the business
that.
Of misery. Let's take it from the top. Be so down.
No, I'm good. I don't know much else about him, but I wasn't impressed that they had him on the cast, but they tried to use him as this like and special person Scaramucci, and I was like, that does nothing for me. It actually made me less excited than I was already.
My Moochie.
My Moochie is terrified. All right. Well, nice to meet you, Anthony.
Thanks for coming.
Tony Uchi. We will talk to you later, and we hope that you have a good time in the home. So next, we have...
Hopefully it's as brief as your time with Trump.
Hopefully. But they probably gave him a lot of money if they're going to bill him as some special person. So they're probably going to keep his ass around. Like Omarosa last year, they presented him to us like they did Omarosa. But it was actually interesting the way Omarosa left the White House and all that. Like, yeah. I felt like there was...
Omarosa is Omarosa, and we knew who she right. was before the White House. So and there was no question about like what she was going to bring and who she
right.
was.
Right. It was like, oh, okay.
He doesn't that strike was, me as like a reality television like person who has anything to bring other than just like himself, and himself isn't enough for me to know him, so
right.
I don't really care. Like I said, I hope it's as brief as to stay in the White House. You got like but 3 days, boo.
I know like last season they were already talking about him, and he followed a bunch of us. I think he might even follow me, but he followed a bunch of Big Brother Twitter people, and yeah, so he was interested for a minute now, and people thought he was going to be on the season last year. So here we are, and we'll see what he's going to bring.
Welcome.
Next up is Kato Kaelin, whom is... His claim to fame is he is the house guest of O.J. Simpson. And so that's going to be interesting. Mm-hmm. I was talking with a friend on Twitter today, and he was like, I think it's a little late to have him, because mm-hmm. last year and the year before they had the O.J. show, and there were a lot of things going on with O.J. He got mm-hmm. out of jail. Like, it was interesting. But now it's kind of blown over, and we don't really talk about it anymore. Yeah. It's not really a hot topic. So for him to be on the show now, it's a little bit like, who, what, and why? Yeah. So how you feeling about Mr. Kato Kaelin?
I can't say that I ever really kept up with the O.J. trials, or that I enjoyed any of the shows that came out about OJ.
Did you watch them?
I tried.
That one on FX was freaking good.
The one with Cuba?
Yes. That was so good. You didn't like that? I thought that was so... With Sarah Paulson? I thought that was phenomenal.
I thought Sarah Paulson was... I mean, well, Sarah Paulson's great.
That was one show that I was like waiting every week for the new episode. I thought it was so well done. Homegirl is really... Her ears are prepared to...
What is that?
Can y'all hear that?
Can y'all hear that? She's listening to some, like...
The roommate half.
Rock music?
That's some intense rock music, too.
That's scary.
And ain't she supposed to be peaceful like Reiki? That's the opposite.
Back to Paramore. I'm just kidding. I wasn't a huge fan of the FX show. I don't know. I just couldn't get into it. But I have a love-hate with... Can't ever say his name, so I'm just not gonna say it again. But
who?
Put it. I'm not gonna. I'm gonna say it away from the mic.
I want to hear it.
Wiki. I'm just kidding.
Who do you have a love hate with?
Just stop.
I'm interested.
What was that movie that he was in?
Cuba Gooding Jr.
Yeah.
Say it.
No, I'm good.
Say it. How do you say it?
Don't worry about it.
I want to know.
Don't we all rewind the episode and you'll hear it the first time I said it.
She's really
Jesus Christ. Like, do I tell her to shut up? Like, I don't know.
I don't know. I feel like where is she? This is intense.
I think she's watching Beautiful Boy.
Is that in the movie?
I don't know. That's what she
said. But apparently Kato went to the Big Brother finale, the Big BB20 finale. Ooh. And he was sitting next to Omarosa. So maybe she has brought him in and mm-hmm. put in a good word for him. Which people were also... This is another thing before we move forward. Vegas's ass told us a lot of stuff about Tiffany Pollard asking for $1 million and that they were in negotiations for her to be on the show. So people thought that that meant that Tiffany was going to be on the show, and we were all so excited about it because Tiffany New York Pollard would be an addition. Like, I mean, it would be so much fun. That's the one thing that everybody on Twitter agrees with. I don't know if I've seen anybody who doesn't agree with that statement.
Everybody wants her.
Literally,
we all want her.
All of us. But Vegas's ass was wrong, or something. Everything just fell through, and Tiffany didn't come on. But I think
she had a really great drag show in Chicago that she had to get to go.
With all of these very famous drag queens.
Right, get your $500, girl. Don't you get that big paycheck. She's humble.
Humble queen. But apparently Omarosa was trying to help Tiffany too. And people were speculating that she was the reason that Tiffany asked for so much money, because she was like trying to help her get a check. But you see, we lost anyway. So whatever.
That's what happens when you're greedy.
Greedy.
But I don't know what happened. You know that I'm greedy for money.
Ow. Okay. Well.
But I got this feeling.
Okay. So yeah, Kato is friends with OJ Simpson, and he was at the house the night that he killed Nicole.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if they think they're gonna get a confession or something out of him, but I think he actually has an interesting personality as well.
Cool.
That's
well, I was like thinking, because you said confession, and I'm like, isn't it like too late for everything anyway? Like, isn't he like off the hook? Like, it's done. Like,
what's... I mean, technically yes, but people still ask a bunch of questions.
Yeah,
and he was there and
yeah,
experienced a lot of different things, so mm-hmm, he definitely knows more than other people. But
well, of course,
I'm just saying, I don't know what they think they're gonna get out of him unless he has a really interesting personality. But he did get really famous from the trial.
Yeah. Give him alcohol. He'll tell everything.
And they get alcohol. I forgot about that. That is going to be fun. All righty. So thanks for visiting, Kato. We'll see you in a few weeks. Next on the list is Jonathan Bennett.
Your hair looks sexy, pushback. And his hair does look sexy, pushback.
Jonathan Bennett is Aaron Samuels from Mean Girls, the legendary Mean Girls. Why'd you look like that?
I was just looking because I was like waiting for you to say something else that he was famous for, but that's it, right?
He's also the host of Cupcake Wars, so he be out here. I think, or he's the host of one of them shows, Cupcake or Cake Baker, like one of those. Stop. He
your cupcake looks sexy baked or something. I don't know, like what the fuck. Cool.
You should have did the do you like your muffins buttered? Do you like your cupcakes iced?
Do you like your cupcakes iced? He won't have sex with you. He's gay, right?
Yeah.
Come through.
Come through.
Team up with the girls, please.
We'll see. I'm interested to, we'll talk about that next, who we think people will work. Who work together and whatnot. Mm-hmm. We'll so yeah, that. All right. How do you feel about Mr. Jonathan?
I mean,
yours.
I don't know. Yay! I wish it was Janice, but I'll take
who
him.
Was Jan? Oh, Janice
Lizzie
Ian.
Kaplan.
I was like, what?
Yeah.
I'm well. He's friends with a lot of BB alum. Like,
I know,
he's friends with Caitlyn.
Pictures of Caitlyn and yes, him. And I was like, okay. So he got Grandpa Lou behind him. So he's going to be in the house for a second.
So it should be interesting. People think that he's a front runner for the season. And I think he's a fan of the show as well. Mm-hmm. So we'll see how he plays. I'm interested to see who he aligns with. I honestly don't know where he'll end up falling. Where any of these people, really. It should be very interesting. But I'm actually happy to see him. I Mean Girls is a classic, and it is one of, I think, our generation's most popular movies. So I'm happy to see him, and he was just in the video with Ariana Grande, so he's relevant to the new generation as well. So it should be fun times.
Yeah.
Yeah. You look so done. You're like, can you say goodbye to Jonathan already? All right, I'll take that as a yes.
We love you, Jonathan. Thank you for being here. Thank you for playing.
Are you done?
Yeah.
Are you finished or are you done?
Yay, Jonathan.
Yay, Jonathan. Thanks for visiting. All right, next up on the list. This is actually a lot of people.
This
like
is.
Last year was like 10 people, and this year I feel like there's more, or 11 maybe. There's one more.
One more person.
But it just feels like more.
Wait, no, it's 12.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think there were 10 last year, and then they added Omarosa and made it 11.
Oh.
But then
do you think we're going to get like a random person added this year?
I doubt it.
Okay.
So next is Joey Lawrence. Thoughts?
What was he originally on? I know he was like big in like the 90s, right?
He was on Blossom. And he always used to say, whoa. So I know they're going to put him in the damn diary room. And he's always going to be like, whoa. But he doesn't have hair anymore, so he can't do his like hair flip like he used to. But he was the heartthrob of the 90s. Okay. All the Lawrence brothers, they used to get their whole entire lives in the 90s.
Okay.
And I loved them. I loved brotherly love. And he was also in Horse Sense. Was that the movie on Disney Channel? I love that movie. He was,
if Allie and AJ weren't in it, I didn't watch it.
I don't remember who else was in it. I think they, no, that was that milk, the one about cowbells.
I got it on DVD over there.
Do you?
You know I do. I love Allie and AJ.
He was also in, what else was, oh, he had the show with Melissa Joan Hart.
Melissa and Joey.
Melissa
Joey
and Joey.
Whatever.
Didn't which legend Melissa,
who was rumored to be on this season.
That would have been an point. Interesting.
I would have loved if Sabrina brought her ass on here, done some witchcraft in the house.
I would have loved it too. What else was he on?
Salem the cat would have been.
They should have put a dog or something. An animal. Oh, there's a, okay.
This dog is more famous than you. And the winner of Big Brother Celebrity 2 is this dog. What are you going to do with the money? Good answer.
Good answer. Yeah, it just says mostly.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, he seems like a funny guy. People like him. He's cute. I'm okay with it.
I felt like there was something else that he was in that I remember that I really liked him, but I don't remember now. But his younger brother was on Boy Meets World, and then his other brother was on Disney Channel, like, had that, had a bunch of movies and stuff. I love them. Yeah, that's how I feel. He was also leaked a couple days early by the trash can himself, Perez Hilton. Which, Perez, you know, I know you're not listening to this, and I hope you never listen to this because I don't want you anywhere near me. But you can choke because I'm sick of you. You are so bitter and so vile. And I don't understand why you constantly find yourself in situations where you have to be angry. Your expectations are clearly too high, and you don't realize where you are in your life at this point. If you want change in your life, you need to change your life, because you're not doing something right now. We don't want you the way that you are. And that's a mean thing to say, because it's like, I don't want to tell somebody, you know, it's hard for me to be mean to somebody, but it's been too long of him being trash. I'm sick of people being bitter and trying to spoil stuff for other people because you're mad, sir. We don't even want you. I said earlier that I think he would have been interesting on this cast just because I know he would be messy. But honestly, I'm so happy he's not here, and I hope he never gets here.
And you spoiled Life Size 2.
Which honestly spoiled itself. It was so trash.
But you didn't make it any better. And you were at the beginning, so you just put a sour taste in my mouth within the first 5 minutes.
Disgusting. So yeah, Perez spoiled and said that he was going to be on the cast, which, you know, I was happy to see that he was involved, but I would have liked to be excited to know somebody else and not know that he was going to be there. You know what I mean? It would have been a nice surprise. Anything else about Joey? Zachary just picked up a whole slice of pizza.
Back to Snacks with Zach.
Snacks with Zach.
Snacks with Zach.
Anyway, thank you for visiting us, Joey. We look forward to getting to know you and the many woes that I know that you're going to be providing us throughout the season. Who else? Okay, I think we can. We've gone through all the people you don't care about.
All right, now for Crazy Dina.
Now, moving on to Miss Dina Lohan.
Woo.
Now listen.
Child.
Woo Chile. Dina Lohan is a mess. All of the Lohans are messes.
Mother to father.
Father and daughter. Father to daughter.
Children. Something.
Dina Lohan is the mother of child star Lindsay Lohan, who was the star of Mean Girls that Jonathan was in. So I wonder if they're going to have a connection there.
Maybe.
I wonder if they know each other. I'm sure Dina was on set. Well, actually,
she was probably drunk and don't remember shit. Dina was there, but was she there?
Was she there? Was the brain there?
Does she remember?
Dina is a mess and a half. Does
Dina even know that she's going into this house?
I don't know, but she probably just need a check and was like, let me do what I gotta do.
She thought her daughter was doing well, and she was like, I'm gonna go on Big Brother and do well, too.
Right. I hope the best for you, Dean.
Support the family.
It's a family affair. You know, they...
no hateration.
Lindsay's out here with her beach club.
Which I actually enjoyed.
I enjoyed the episode, too. It was a mess, and Lindsay is low-key annoying. It's like, girl, you are a mess. How dare you?
I will say, not to get off topic, I think this is the best that Lindsay has been in a really long time. I listened to her Howard Stern interview. It was, like, an hour and a half long, and she sounded completely there. Everything she talked about was, like... I just felt like this, like... Her spirit was different. She just seems different now. And I hope that she is different now. Because I want the best for Lindsay. I want her to make
her
return.
She was just chasing down that Arabic family. And
like, was not.
I mean, this was months ago.
These low hands.
This was months ago. So how the hell are you going to be chasing down families, trying to kidnap people, and then be on Mykonos telling people about that you're going to watch after them because they're religious? Girl, if you don't sit your ass down.
I want to say she had good intentions, but no.
Get your life, Lindsay. I like Lindsay. I wish the best for Lindsay. But sister, we're not going to sit here and let you judge all these people when you are not in a position to judge anybody. And so I'm thinking Dina is going to be very much like Lindsay and have a lot of qualities because I feel like you have to get it from somewhere.
Well, the thing that I'm scared about Dina is paranoid as fuck. Right. I feel like she's always been paranoid. She always has like big eyes. Like she's always like looking around. You know, she looks for shit.
What are you looking at, Dina?
I think of, like, the documentary or the whatever series that Oprah had. And every time Dina was on screen, I just feel like it made everything so much more heightened. Like,
right.
Like, I don't want to say she calls Lindsay to drink or whatever, but if that was my mom, I'd drink, too.
Right.
Like, damn.
No, I feel you.
And she's crazy. And so, like, yeah, I'm just imagining a lot of her, like, speculating what's going on in the house and, like, trying to figure out everything. With her wide eyes. I think we'll get a lot of good gifts out of her.
I think so too. It should be very interesting. I have no idea how she's gonna do. I don't know, but I'm interested. I think it's a pretty good casting choice because who knows what her ass is gonna do.
I mean, I don't. I no part of me, like, I can't even like pretend to like think or know what type of game she's going to play.
Right. She reminds me a lot of Brandy from last season. Like, I low-key feel like she's going to be kind of in that same role, which if she does fulfill what Brandy did, if she's anything of a strategist, I'll be impressed. She can surprise us.
I feel like she will have, like, a little bit of strategy. I just don't know if her strategy will work or if she will, like, be able to stick to it. Because, like I said,
coherent. She's going to be in the bar room.
Someone put sparkling water in her thing and tell her it's champagne. Y'all don't give her alcohol. Don't do that, CBS.
Is she sober?
I don't.
That's going to be interesting. I hope she is, but I hope
also that she isn't because, like, I know they're going to have alcohol and I don't want her, like, ruining sobriety if that is even a thing that she's doing.
I doubt that they would let her do it if it was something like that, though. But at the same time,
television. They let you do anything.
It's the low hands.
Right. It's the low hands.
What am I saying? Mm-hmm. Woo, Chile. So yeah, I hope Dina is good. It should be very interesting. I have no idea who she's gonna bond with. I don't know. I'm really at a loss.
Something tells me her and Wiki are gonna get along really well.
Wiki Dina.
Dina Wiki.
Dina Wiki. Too much. Wiki. Are we done with Dina?
Wiki. Are we done with Dina?
Are we done with Dina? Is Dina done?
I don't know. I just hope she's a little bossy. That's up.
I'm just a little bossy. I like it how I like it when I like it, and that's how it is. That's
I feel like
jam.
She's just gonna come up in the house and be like, Lindsay Lohan's my daughter, you know that, right? Do you ever want to work with Lindsay in the future? You have to, like, let me win.
Don't nobody want to work with Lindsay.
I do.
At the beach club. Dina.
Mykonos. It's, like, the place to be right now.
Mykonos. Are you done with Dina?
I'm done with Dina.
Dina, girl, welcome to the club, and we hope that you do well. Thank you for visiting us today, and we will talk to you soon, sister.
Give us the gifs, girl. Gifs, whatever.
Give us the gifs. Get it right, sir. This is 2019. We're not playing that gifs business.
I said what I said.
What you said was some bullshit.
What you think you're going to do is not.
And what you said was some bullshit.
But speaking about what I said.
Speaking about what you said.
Who said that? Was it Candy?
It was Candy Burris?
Yes.
Was it? Hey, Candy. What?
Shock.
I was shook.
So shocked.
Candy keeps a check. First and foremost, Candy is paid. Candy has the dollars. So why does Candy need to be on Celebrity Big Brother?
Also, I feel like out of everything I saw on Twitter today, she was the one that most people were like, who is this?
Absolutely. And I was like, how do you, like, what? But then it's like, Candy is very relevant in Black culture. So I know that people know who she is. But Housewives is a huge thing in general. So mm-hmm. people know who she is. But Candy is honestly the most famous person that's been on this season or last season.
Yeah.
The most successful person. Candy is a Grammy Award winning songwriter. She wrote No Scrubs for TLC, which is, I mean, a classic song.
Yes.
Like, people go up for that song. So that alone, they go up, down, side to the side.
They do stuff I ain't never seen them do before. That song just moves you.
Seen them too before.
They be hanging out the side of their
trying to holler at me.
What? I don't want that. And you know what? I didn't know I didn't want that until Candy told me I didn't want that.
Exactly. And it's like, you know what? I don't want that. Thank you, Candy. She been letting us know for years.
Live at home with your mama. What?
We don't want that. So yeah, she. No scrubs, bills. Can you pay my bills? Pay my telephone bills? Automobiles?
If she wins, I want nothing but bills jokes. That's all I want on Twitter.
Yes. Get them bills. She also has Bedroom Candy, her sex toy line. The lady is an entrepreneur. She is a member of platinum selling girl group Escape, who has hits upon hits. Let me tell you about Escape. What
I need from you is understanding. I love how you went high and I went wrong.
If you don't
hear what I say, what I need from you.
All I need from you.
What's the
love escape? Like, I try to love a lot, but you don't want to make me halfway with the understanding. I love. Don't get me started. Listen, Escape has hits.
I don't mean to be demanding, but I want some understanding. I want to be with you.
You better hit them high notes.
That was almost like Candy's high notes. That was almost her. She didn't hit it when I saw it live either, so it's fine. I did it just as well
as
she did.
Just as well.
Some people say I sound like Candy when I sing.
You do. That episode of Real Housewives a couple weeks ago, I was like, sister, why did you do this? They set you up.
They set her. Well, Shamari only got it because she did a song that she knew.
But Shamari is a singer.
Yeah.
Candy is.
Well, Candy could have done better if she did a different song that everyone would have known. But she.
Candy did not sound good. So no, it's a no. But Candy is talented. Candy will write her tail off. She's in here. She will fly above all the
I was about to make a fly above joke. You know what? But while everyone's, you know, speculating, doing their game, maybe Candy's sitting on the side, but don't think she's not. Don't think she's
when
not.
She's out in the backyard. Don't think she's not strategizing when she's in.
She warned you back in the 90s not think that she is not.
Ever. Because she always is.
She is.
Candy has been telling us what she's doing.
She's been
for
known
years.
You had.
She's been known. Candy is prepared. And I'm ready to see. I am floored that Candy is going to be in this house. We have so much access to Candy these days through Real Housewives and social media, and the escape show. Like, she is out here. So, but I've never seen her 24/7.
Yeah.
I've never seen her compete in a physical activity. I've never seen her be strategic and talk about things. And I'm so interested to see.
Do you think she'll be good in a physical activity?
I don't know if she'll be good in competitions, but I think mentally she might be. I'm interested to see if she's smart or what she how well, what she's capable
driven.
Of. She's and that's what it is. Miss Candy
drive.
Wants a check.
Yes.
She will get a check. Don't withhold a check from her. So the fact that she can win money, I feel like she's going to figure something out to get where she needs to be. And when she figures out what this game is, I can see her being a strategist.
And they can't sing on this show, so it's good. She won't embarrass herself. It's fine.
Oh gosh. Yeah, so I'm just like, okay, Miss Candy. I was honestly so excited
about it.
It was very unexpected. And I love Candy. So, and I just saw her like on Wednesday night. I went to see a movie. Shut up. Let's not. I went to see a movie I was waiting at the valet, and I forgot. I didn't tell my mom. I didn't tell you. I don't know why I didn't say anything about it. But that's when I saw Tracy Braxton too, and I did
We're
tell you.
Not gonna talk about.
And that's what. That's why
all
I
you had to do was go up to Tracy and be like, "Hey, can you please like just say." A fresher breath air.
But Tracy, she was looking rough. I did not want to interrupt her life.
She would have been so excited because she would have know who she was.
You're right.
She would have given you hugs. She probably would have gave you a phone number. She would have given you a ride home, got you a meal, tucked you in.
Possibly.
She would have been so excited.
I'm a Trey bird, Tracy. She would have been stoked.
She would have shit herself. You've been like, she that was have. A real nice album cover. But,
it was not.
She don't need to know that.
But yeah, I was like, is that Tracy Braxton? And I was like, I have to tell Zach because Zach loves Tracy Braxton.
I love the Braxtons in general.
I do too.
But Tracy is the one that called me Zach Braxton. So I have a special bond with her.
Right. So I was like, I have to tell Zach. So I was just thinking about how much I needed to tell you that I just saw Tracy Braxton. You were going to freak out because I just knew.
I mean, well, Tracy Braxton is like my Twitter name.
Right.
So...
A fresher breath air.
A fresher breath
lives
air.
On forever through you. But yeah, I saw her with Tracy at this hotel I was at. And Lil Mo was there too, which is so random. But I was like, why is Candy? I was like, what is she doing? I did not even think twice about it being anything to do with Big Brother. I was like, maybe she was here for like interviews or something.
I would have never guessed that she would have been on Big Brother.
Ever. But when I saw that, I was like, what? Candy finna be. I was like, I hope they have a Mama Joyce segment or something. Maybe Mama Joyce in the audience.
I wish Mama Joyce was in the house. Let's replace Dina Lohan with Mama Joyce.
Mama Joyce and Candy together. Oh my gosh.
Mom in the house.
That would be. Ooh, what if they put
Dina out, Mama Joyce in, someone else out, and Evelyn in.
Ooh.
Mom and daughters.
But no, take Eva Marie out and put Lindsay in with Dina instead. So it's just mom and daughters. That would be dope. Have mom and daughter alliance. Yeah. They should have been trying. Yeah. Evelyn, she...
They would be like, do this competition. She'd be like, no. I don't want to do it. You're going to go home. No.
She'd be like, I ain't doing it. How about that? Now, how about that?
I said no.
I said no. Look. That was a little Mariah. I love Mariah.
Mariah should have been on this cast.
That would be too much. I couldn't handle it. I don't know if I would want access. Proceed with caution. For sure. I think Candy is going to be interesting to watch, and I hope that she doesn't quit because I'm just like, I don't know. She don't need to be there.
And then she just wants to walk
away. And she's
going to
start screaming and crying where that she's going to have that cry voice when she talks.
She gets so emotional that she can't speak, and then she gets so angry and she just wants to like leave, but she's going to be stuck in the house and she can't go nowhere.
It's going
to
be so interesting.
Especially if she gets in a fight with who I'm guessing we're probably going to talk about next.
Do you think that's possible?
Let's before we start crack that
crack
beer.
It on
I
open.
Need a brand new beer before we get to. I'm guessing the final person.
The
right?
final person talked. On the cast, which you know, Candy, we'll let you stick around, girl. We're not gonna send you off yet.
Yeah, no, we're still talking about
we're
you.
Still you here,
but we're getting to she, me, her.
She, me, her in the hizzy.
We finna chase her all around the house in her heels and her t-shirt.
Miss Tamar Estine Braxton.
It's when gonna I woke be up this morning.
Hey. Had that look,
saw
on
that
your
look
face.
On my face. Damn.
I wish I could have seen that look on your face when I told you.
I showed you what that look on my face was on Twitter. I jumped the fuck out of bed. I mean, if you listen to this podcast any last season, last few episodes, when we were talking about Celebrity Big Brother, the only thing I asked is, I want Tamar Braxton on the show. And you know what? The Lord came through. Sometimes I question him, and I'm
don't
like,
ever question.
Is he real?
And when he's on time, he is on time. And he's always on time.
He ain't always there when I call, but he's always on time. And I said, thank you. And I said, thank you. Oh, Tamar Braxton, yes.
Me and Zach are very, very big Tamar Braxton fans.
Even though I've been blocked for 4 years by her.
Which, and he deserved it.
All right, guys, don't tweet her now because she's like going into the house and all that. But after the show, let's all get together and do a unblock Zach from Twitter movement. This could be my chance. Let
this could be your chance, low-key. I'm so excited. I honestly screamed when I saw that because I was listening to And I'm Telling You I'm Not Going from Dreamgirls. Mm-hmm. And I was listening to the prelude before it, the little skit they do before it. Mm-hmm. And I saw that the cast came out and the first picture I saw was Tamar and I screamed and like hit my desk and I have a glass desk. Yeah. And I thought I was gonna shatter. I hit it so hard.
I jumped the fuck up out of bed. I was,
and you were the first thing I did.
Asleep.
I called you immediately. I was like, Zach. You were like, I was like, Tamar is on the cast. And you were like, what? I'm so excited.
Shut up. Shut up.
When me and Zach were going through rough times in our friendship, so we both went to the Tamar Braxton concert in Chattanooga, which was like 2 hours away from where we were living. Bitch. Yeah, we both drove separately, and I saw him, and we did not talk.
I didn't see you. I was like by myself in my own little world, dancing away.
I was so excited too. And it's so weird too because it was like a year ago exactly that we went to the escape show.
Yeah.
And I was like, who would have known a year later they both would be on Big Brother?
Also, speaking of that show, it came up on my time hop the other day. This has nothing to do with Big Brother, but it's just something that I want to talk to you about. And it was came up on my time hop and it was R. Kelly and I was like,
oh,
the
gosh.
The timing. I was so happy a year ago to see him and now it's like I was like, oh fuck.
Ever since I went to Soul Aquarius and he was having that woman fill up on him, I was like, this is disgusting. It was truly disgusting. Yeah. I was like, this it's the next.
But anyway, that had to do with Candy and Tamar because we saw them a year ago when they were together on tour.
Yes, which is interesting. So it's like these two women have known each other for decades.
Yes.
They've both been heavy in the music industry.
Yes.
Tamar Braxton is the little sister of Toni Braxton.
The more talented one.
And they've all been in the industry forever. And Atlanta is a hot spot. They all kind of, you know, dwell in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be interesting especially because they had beef last year when Tamar tried to bring out Kaya and Kaya had been talking crazy. Was it Kaya? Yeah, I think it was Kaya.
My neck, my back.
Yes. It was talking crazy about like Escape, Candy specifically. And Escapes to shut it down and it was just some tense drama. But I don't know. They're also both really close friends with Tiny, who's T.I.'s wife. So I'm sure that they've mended their friendship.
And then
friendship.
Also Vince, Tamar's ex-husband.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Managing Escape at the end of the tour.
Ooh, they're going to have a lot of time to talk.
There's going
to
be a lot of stuff. I wonder if they talk. Like, I wonder if they're actually, like, friends other than, like, the tour. I mean, well, with everything with, like, Vince and stuff, that was, like, at the end of the tour. So, like, I wonder, like, what their relationship has been, like, after.
Right, and now that Tamar is divorced and she has a new man and she cut off her hair, she's living a whole new life.
God, please let her have hair in this house.
She's been finna be bald. She's finna be swinging that hair.
I just think of that episode.
She's gonna be swinging that head.
My only advice to Tamar, if I could tell her, is don't flex.
Don't flex.
I'm gonna need you to catfish everyone. Don't let them see your real self because you will get your ass out the house real fast.
Don't let them know the real you.
Don't flex. Don't flex.
I'm so interested because Tamar is so volatile from what I've seen of her. Mm-hmm. And I've always wondered, is it her? Like but I've never seen her be her, you know? So this is going to be the first time we have unbridled access to who Tamar really is as fans. So it's going to be really interesting. I'm so excited to see that.
I'm scared when they give her alcohol.
I'm excited. She's going to be pop locking and dropping it like it's hot. She's going to get her life.
I just have this very strong feeling she's going to be one of the first people out. And I will cyber bully every single one of celebrities who vote her out. I will make sure
I attack them personally. Do you think she's strategic? I have no idea, but she's also a fan of the show.
You know,
she's been watching for years, like back in BB12, a long time ago.
The Braxtons, in every aspect of their life, just make questionable decisions.
All of them.
And so I want to think that she's going to go in with the strategy, but they just be making questionable decisions. I don't even know how else to word it.
And somebody everything was like, she's gonna quit, and I was like, oh gosh,
she loves to walk out. Another she one that does. Loves to walk out. She forever
loves to walk out,
but she can't blame this on WeTV because she's on CBS now. So you're gonna have to stay, girl.
Speaking, I brought you a Christmas present.
You bought me a Christmas present?
Yeah, I brought you a present.
Oh my god, now I feel like shit because I didn't bring you a present.
Don't feel like shit.
My presence is a present.
I kiss my ass.
It's this. What the fuck is this? What is this? Shut up. Bitch, yes. Shut up.
It's a Tamar Braxton Bluebird of Happiness World Tour hoodie.
Where did you get this?
No ask questions. It might be too big, but hopefully it fits well.
I'm gonna wear it anyway.
Yes.
Oh my god.
I thought this would be the perfect time to give it to you while we talk about Tamar.
I'm so excited right now.
Yes.
You know what? We got her questionable artwork on the back of the hoodie. I'm gonna wear this every single episode of Big Brother.
Yeah.
Good luck for you, Tamar.
Tamar, we rooting for you, sister.
Guys, we really have to get her to unblock me. It's been too long.
Been so long.
And I'm lost without you. No, but you know, I hope she stay and fight. I hope that this is like some love and war shit.
I hope her game don't end up in pieces. Right?
Bitch better stay on the front line. Hang on. What other Tamar songs can we go through right now?
I want to do a whole album of Tamar songs, yeah, but turn them into Big Brother themed songs.
What we got?
What we got?
I'm gonna need her to tiptoe around the drama.
Tiptoe around the drama, Tamar. I'm gonna need her to tiptoe. Now tiptoe. Now tiptoe.
I'm going to need her to stay there all the way to the end. So
all the way. Do not take your ass all the way home. Stay there.
Take your friends and have some one-on-one fun. At the end of the show, I want to be like, she did that.
She did that. That's what I'm trying to be like, she did that.com.
She is definitely the prettiest girl.
Yes, definitely. In the cast.
And I just want to say thank you, Lord, for having her on the show. What other... I don't sound like a broken record talking about Tamar over and over again. But if I don't have you, Tamar, I wouldn't watch this show.
Right.
She about to raise the bar.
Yes, she is. We are ridiculous. These are all Tamar Braxton song titles, by the way. If you want to wear it, go to iTunes now and listen to all of the album.
But seriously, I think this could be the best thing that she's done since King. Her version of King on television.
What? Oh,
when
yes.
When she sang King on the Real.
Yeah.
That was the last time on television that I favorites. Felt like I was wowed by her. So, let me be wowed by
I was
you.
Honestly wowed by her, too. That was so good.
That was such a great performance.
I have goosebumps.
There'll be a link in bio.
It.
I'm just kidding.
I love that performance.
The simple things, y'all.
Now, Tamar, you go get in this house. There's going to be a lot of angels, a lot of demons.
I don't want you to be blind, though.
Don't be blind. don't. You need to have your eyes open and watch out for
and
all of these.
If someone comes around and does something wrong, you better be like, hold up. Get up next to Ryan and be like, I want to love your boy. I want to love
your boy. I want to love
you. That one wasn't as good. I'm not proud of that one. Scratch.
Scratch.
That's just how I feel.
That's just how I feel. I love All the Way Home, though. That is my shit.
Damn, guys. I just, please, 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 God, you got her on the show. Let her stay on the show. That's all I'm asking. She ain't got to win, but just let her be there to the end.
Let her be this bluebird of happiness. Whew. And let her be happy in this house. And
I'm going to light a white candle tonight for her.
White candle. We are For Real Tay Martians, and we are sorry for rambling on, but we're so excited about
it. I am so excited that she's on this cast. Like, I can't. If she wasn't on there, like, I mean, I would be excited for Candy. Candy would be my top one.
Absolutely.
If it wasn't for her. But, like, having Tamar, like, I just, it's hard for me to focus on anyone else on that screen. Every time
me
I look
too.
Over, I just see Tamar.
I literally
and
did
it's
not
because of her body.
She was the first.
Tamar.
That picture is horrible.
It is a
like,
real bad
sister,
picture.
What are you doing? When I saw Tamar, I didn't know who else was on the cast. I was just focused on her. I was so excited. I haven't felt that rush of excitement in so long from like just some, it was great. This was a great cast reveal. I was very happy. I'm very happy with it. How do you feel overall with the cast?
I'm like sweating thinking about Tamar right now. That was finally I get to talk about Abraxan on this show and it makes sense.
I know.
No one can get mad at me for talking about something that's not relevant.
Right.
Yes. No, I am so excited for this cast. I'm just so excited for Tamar. Let me not lie to you guys. I don't care about half of those people on that screen, but I am excited for this to start back. Yeah.
Whew. How do you feel about the cast overall, though?
I think overall, it's a good... I'm shocked at the people that they were able to get. I thought it was going to be a little bit worse.
Oh, me too. Yeah. I thought it was going to be low budget.
Yeah.
Like, I really thought it was going to be whack.
Yeah.
And I had my expectations set very low. And Tamar was not on my radar. Like, I had a feeling that she might, but I didn't think that it was actually going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So when I saw that it did happen, I was literally beyond myself.
Yeah.
I was so excited. I had to run into my mom. I was like, Tamar's on the show. Tammy. Okay, so let's talk. What?
I'm still saying prayers.
I was like,
I'm like talking about it out loud. Like, just gets me so excited. I'm so pumped.
And you know, while I'm talking about it, I still don't feel like I really understand that she's going to be competing in veto competitions. And she's going to be H. She could be H. Can you imagine a Tamar HOH?
I hope she doesn't. Because that's
right
when it's going to turn to mess.
This HOH right here is totally different.
That's when she's going to get her ass at home. She's going to be
absolutely.
Like, HOH, get a big head, and then they're going to be like, get
now,
her
I'll tell you, I'm a little bit worried about Tamar and Candy, A, being friends, and them looking at them as targets, and them being the first targets.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's going to look so bad. They're already the... Well, not the only black people, because Wiki is there and Lolo, but I just don't want there to be no mess.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to, but you know, there's always going to be some mess, but I'm just going to pretend like it's going to be a lovely time.
But maybe, what's his name? Jonathan?
Uchi?
What's?
Oh.
Jonathan? Is
yeah.
that his name?
Jonathan.
He's gay. Maybe he likes Tamar. Maybe he listens to her.
Maybe.
Maybe he's a fan. The gays stan her. So.
I know, but I feel like he's a Kate. Like his correlation with Kaylin makes me feel like he would be a little more Ariana and a little less Tamar. You know what I mean?
I know, but I feel like Tamar pulls the gays towards her. So like, when she in the house, she'd be like, "Hey, boy."
I definitely think he'll like her though.
Yeah. So maybe we can. Because I mean, honestly, I would love to see Dina, Tamar, Candy, Jonathan, team up. Those are my top four right now.
I think I would like Lolo to be involved too because she's athletic. My main feeling is either Tamar and Lolo are going to click or they're going to be opposition.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want Tamar to be in opposition of Lolo because Lolo is vindictive. And I don't want
I don't think her and Lolo are going to get along. I'm looking at these pictures and I see it and I can see them fighting. They're not going to get along. I can feel it.
I just don't want her to be on her radar.
Whew.
So who do you, and the guys, I can't really figure out.
All the old white people. They're not fun television.
But like, I just don't know. I don't, who do you think Joey is going to link with? Anthony and Tom? I just feel like that's
so. Is Joey conservative?
I don't know. That's a good question.
I also think, yeah, I think Anthony is going to.
Ooh, that's a good question.
I mean, if. Yeah, I don't.
Is Ryan conservative?
If anyone's on the cast is conservative, it would be him.
It's going to be interesting. Yeah, I don't know where these dudes are going to fall. But you know what I don't like is that there's 7 men and 5 women. Yeah. It's like, why didn't you even it out?
Yeah.
Where, how, like, what?
It was probably supposed to be Tiffany, and they couldn't get her, and so they put it.
I wonder who the alternates were, or who. I don't know. I wish I knew all the background information.
Vegas.
Where you at, V?
Are you listening?
Baby V.
Oh, I just hit that. Did I mess it up? Last time I hit the microphone, I messed it up.
I hope not. Talk. No, it's there.
Cool.
I would love to see Candy and Joey and Wiki and Lolo be on the team. I feel like that might be kind of lit.
Mm-hmm.
But I kind of hope Tamar and Candy... That's what I was wondering too. Are they gonna tell them that they know each other? Like, they know each other so much that I feel like it's gonna be hard for them to not expose that.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like a lot of this cast don't listen to Escape and probably didn't pay attention to the last tour or anything. So,
right, like they, but still, like, are they gonna go in and be like, "Hi, oh, I've heard of you." You know what I mean? Like, or are they gonna be like, "Hey, girl, what's up?"
You know, Tamar's gonna be like, "Hey, girl, what's up?"
I know. That's why I'm just like, oh.
I feel like Candy will be more reserved and Tamar will be more like,
I don't, but Tamar knows the game. So I'm just so interested and I'm very excited about the season. What?
Yeah. No, do they know like ahead of, like, are they already like
put on lockdown? Okay. Yeah.
Cool.
I think they put him in sequester yesterday. And okay. That's why people were saying that Tiffany definitely wasn't on because she was in Chicago.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know what this is going to be like, but I'm for real excited.
Yes.
And I'm so happy to be back here on Julie Girl Pod.
I know. We missed you guys. I missed you.
I missed you as well. So we don't know what the schedule is going to be like this season or how we're going to release episodes, because it is such a short season, but we're definitely going to be covering the season and I know I am very excited about it. So who do you think will be the first person voted out and who is your winner pick?
I'm scared the first person out is gonna be Tamar. I'm real scared Tamar is gonna be the first person out.
I'm scared too. I think it could potentially be Kato or Tamar. That's my first feelings. Mm-hmm. But I just want Tamar to last.
I want Tamar to last, too. I
want her to be a veto queen. Come on, queen. Yeah. Win this veto.
I just don't see a lot of drive in her, so I don't really know what to expect.
Yeah, I don't know. So who do you think will win?
I feel like one of the athletes has a good chance of winning. Or maybe even Jonathan.
You know what? Seeing Jonathan and Candy beside each other, they would be a great...
Final
duo.
Two, yeah.
Yeah. Like, if they work together, kind of like Jason and Danielle season 3, mm-hmm. that would be real dope. They should work that out.
Candy is just so, like we said earlier, Candy is just so driven. She gets what she wants. And so, something, I just feel like I have the feeling that Candy can make it far.
I would be so excited if Candy's the first black winner of Big Brother. That would be so random and awesome.
I could see Candy going far
because
like
too.
she gets what she wants.
Like, she does not play around. The woman Mm-mm. is about her check.
Yeah,
like she's
ain't doing this for fun.
No, not at all. She's coming to play.
I don't
play.
See her as a Big Brother fan. She
yeah,
is
not
coming
at all.
To play.
I don't know if she has ever watched the show. She is here for one thing and one thing only. Mm-hmm. I think she also wants the time to like disconnect. I think that's kind of enticing for her.
Yeah. Also, I feel like she's been around all types of people throughout her career, so I think that will help her.
Right.
I just hope that she can not do her ugly cry anger voice. Yeah. Just keep it.
This is going to be so interesting. I want to say good job, CBS. This is a pretty interesting cast.
Yes.
A pretty good mix of dynamic characters. Like, I have no idea what we're going to get, but it's like a gumbo of mess.
I'm excited.
Well, you guys, Celebrity Big Brother premieres January 21st, and it runs to February 13th. So we will be here covering, and I'm so excited to watch. Get your live feeds ready. Are you going to watch live feeds this season?
I mean, it's less than a month, so I get it for free, right?
Or yeah, you only get the whole. Free? I think it's a month for free,
so I get the
you
whole thing.
You should free. Try it.
Bitch, yeah, I'm gonna watch the live feeds.
24 hours of Tamar.
Yeah. I said I was against live feeds, and then Tamar came into the picture, so maybe I will do the live feeds now.
Yes,
this I'm glad I saved my free trial.
Right, not like you care. You just make another email address.
Don't be calling me out like that. I be doing that with Audible all the time.
I need
time
a
on
little
Amazon.
Life that's
fun trick. Whenever you need like a free audiobook, just make a new email. And I always do it like I need whatever book I'm reading. And then I like do it, get my free Audible book, and then I cancel that shit and I'm out.
And I'm out. Boom.
Boom. But no, yeah, I will probably use my first free trial. For this, for Tamar, for you, boo.
For you, boo.
Unblock me. I'm sorry, I agreed.
Keep
when you said that you
blocked.
Look like a Muppet.
He did it. He got blocked.
I got blocked because I retweeted that she said she looked like a Muppet. You said it, bitch. I just retweeted it. You put it
but
in the
you
universe.
Laughed.
I did laugh. I laughed at you Lonnie's would. Face, though, because it was her where she was like... She did that like laugh nod shit. Guys, if you haven't seen it, go to YouTube, type in Tamar Muppet the real and watch
Tamar
it.
Tamar Muppet.
That's the real. So... You need to watch it. Watch her fake cry and talk about K. Michelle calling her a Muppet. Because that shit is funny as fuck.
And that's why your ass was blocked.
Don't... I said worse about her. So.
I'm team keep his ass blocked.
I'm getting back in her Twitter. It's fine. I have a fake Twitter account, and she's the only person I follow.
Well, you guys, we are here, and we are ready to go. And I'm so excited.
Vroom, vroom, bitch.
Vroom, vroom. Get those motors running. All right. Hey. Well, we will see. We will, yeah, we'll be around.
That's weird.
Thank you for listening to Julie Girl Podcast. I don't know. What do I usually say?
I don't remember.
You close it out. You close it out.
Okay. Thank you for listening to Julie Girl, a Big Brother podcast. Brought to you by... I can't think of anything. Guys, thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening. We're flops, but we're here.
Not... As big a flop as Christina Aguilera.
What?
I'm just sorry. Whenever I think of flop, I think of flop Tina. So
I was like, that, don't
Aguilera.
You dare. That was so rude. Don't get me started. Anyway. All right, y'all. we'll talk to you soon.
Yes. Peace, bye. Peace, peace. Peace. Love, blessings. Love and light, Caitlin.
And let us know who you're excited about. Yeah.
Or don't if it's not Tamar. Keep it to yourself.
Bye.
Bye.
Julie girl, Julie, Julie, Julie girl.
Oh hey girl.
Julie girl, Julie girl.
Oh hey girl.
Julie girl, Julie girl, Julie girl. Julie girl, Julie girl.
Oh hey Julie girl.
Julie girl, Julie girl, Julie girl. Julie girl, Julie girl. Julie girl, Julie girl.